Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Pentagon is reporting all five American service members aboard a helicopter were killed when it crashed into the eastern Mediterranean Sea Friday night. According to U.S. European Command statement, a mishap occurred during a routine air refueling mission. The statement emphasized that the crash was related to a training exercise and that there was no indications of hostile activity. European Command officials and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's statements initially conflicted on the timing of the incident, whether it was late Friday or early Saturday. The Pentagon cleared that up yesterday, saying it was late Friday. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is halting his presidential campaign. Scott made the announcement yesterday. He said he loves America more than he did when he started running, but when he returns to Iowa, it will not be as a presidential candidate. Acapulco, Mexico is trying to clean up in the wake of Hurricane Otis, but it's turning out to be a monumental task.
In Mexico, a trash crisis in Acapulco in the aftermath of Hurricane Otis. Massive piles of garbage more than 2 weeks after the storm. Recovery efforts underway, but the smell of garbage permeating the air. 10,000 Mexican National Guard troops deployed to the area to help in the cleanup. More than $3 billion will be spent to build new hotels. I'm Laura Winters.
Crews are starting to decorate the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree in New York City. The 80-foot-tall Norway spruce will be decked out with more than 50,000 LED lights and topped with a 9-foot, 900-pound star with points in all directions. It will be covered in 3 million crystals. The lighting will take place in roughly 2.5 weeks. On Wednesday, the 29th, Kelly Clarkston will be the MC for the festivities. USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
A state of emergency has been declared in Los Angeles, California, as a result of a pallet fire that shut down the main highway indefinitely. Governor Newsom says the state is mobilizing resources to complete repairs and minimize the impact for travel in and around Los Angeles. The fire was first reported 2 days ago at a storage yard underneath Interstate 10 freeway in downtown Los Angeles. Officials hope to open at least one lane sometime today. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says an exchange of Palestinian prisoners in Israel for hostages held captive by Hamas terrorists is being discussed. Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Texas Republican Mike McCall seemed confident it would happen. McCall added that a ceasefire is not possible without the release of all the hostages held by Hamas. Donald Trump Jr. will be back on the stand as the first defense witness in the Trump Organization's civil trial in New York. Trump's lawyers start their defense today. Democrat Letitia James and her New York Attorney General's office rested on Wednesday and was denied a motion to limit some witnesses from testifying for the defense. In the late football game last night in Sin City, the Raiders pulled off a 16-12 win over the New York Jets on Sunday Night Football. The win gave Las Vegas their second straight win since interim head coach Antonio Pierce took over for the team. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. This is Bill Martinez, and we are live. I've got a real treat for you. Lee Strobel going to be joining us in just a moment. The New York Times bestselling author going to be talking about his new book, Is God Real? You know that question? I mean, this is amazing. I was reading about this the other day, that more than 200 times a second around the clock, someone is asking an online search engine about God, often with the simple inquiry, the title of this book, Is God Real? Well, Lee Strobel, long known for his skills as an investigative reporter, is now offering an accessible and authoritative response to this universal question. In his latest book, Is God Real?, the New York Times bestselling author weaves together the latest evidence for belief from brilliant scientific and philosophical scholars alongside the best of his own previous investigative writings. I can't wait to talk to Lee all about it. Lee Strobel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks so much. Great to be with you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I do as well, Lee. Whenever we can talk about things of God, I mean, your history, you know, about your books is well documented. You know, here you were a confirmed atheist, had no desire to talk about spiritual things. And here you are all these decades later, and God is using you in a magnificent sort of way.
It's been a great adventure, I'll tell you. It's nothing I ever would have anticipated back when I was legal editor of the Chicago Tribune and living a very wild life as an atheist, and never would have anticipated that there is a God and that he actually can use folks like me to make a difference, like all of us.
Yeah, exactly. Do you feel a little bit, I mean, as much like, you know, the Apostle Paul, who was Saul? You know, he was on his own mission. He thought this is what, you know, God had in store for him until, you know, Jesus met up with him.
Yeah.
And Jesus met up with him and realized that here is this talented individual with this incredible background. And I think of you in the same way, Lee. I mean, your background now in reporting, you've had a legal background as well as a professor. And God said, you know, I can do something with this, this chunk of clay. I can do some great work here. And
it's amazing how God can take, you know, our life before we were redeemed and yet take things from it and use it for his glory. You know, I think of my journalism training and legal training and how God has used that to help me create these books that I never would have created had I not had that previous background.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I got to imagine that sometimes you probably wake up and pinch yourself and say, is this really real?
Yeah.
You know, how did I get here, right?
Yeah, that's very true. My wife and I often look at each other and say, how did this happen? Because we got, you know, we met when we were 14 years old. We were childhood sweethearts. We got married 51 years ago. So we'd known each other a long, long time. And she knew me back in the day when I was a wild living atheist, and I knew her when she was an agnostic. and her coming to faith, and then me coming to faith, and now our children. My son's a professor at a seminary with a theology PhD.
Oh,
my
wow.
daughter writes fiction books, novels that all have the gospel in them, and now my grandchildren coming to faith one by one. It's really transformed our entire life.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, for your wife to ask, how could this be? And you say, well, you prayed for me. It's your fault.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the verse she prayed was Ezekiel 36:26. It says, moreover, I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And wow. she prayed that for me the whole 2 years that I was on that investigative journey, kind of looking into whether or not Christianity was true. And coming exactly. to the conclusion that based on the historical evidence for the resurrection, the most logical step I could take would be to repent of my sin, receive forgiveness through Christ, to become a child of God.
Yeah. But to go through that journey, and I imagine on the other side, because I went through a similar journey, I was yeah. so thankful to God that he didn't just reduce me to a crumb of toast
yeah.
and just burn me on the spot.
Yeah.
You know, it was that kind of experience. And as I was reading your story, I could relate and be thankful that God, you know, allowed us to go through this investigative process. Because
yes.
I was on a journey. I mean, I thought, you know, I was raised Catholic, but I thought, well, wait a minute. You know, a lot of things happening in a Catholic church. And I said, where's God? And so yeah. I started looking into all these different philosophies, you know, the Zen of motorcycle. Remember the Zen of motorcycle maintenance?
Right. Yeah.
You name it, Scientology, Buddhism.
Oh,
I mean, I went and did a deep dive, but it was interesting is that as I went through each of these hurdles and journeys, I hit a roadblock and I go, okay, well, that's not it. And my loving friends would say to me, Bill, when are you going to study the Bible? Oh, you know, I'm in the motorcycle maintenance. Well, I'll catch up with it. And it wasn't, you know, for me as a Catholic, when I finally studied the book of Romans, And it was life converting for me. And because yeah. when I was in Catholic school, I was taught that, you know, Martin Luther was this heretic, this Protestant and everything. And then, you know, you find out later on that he's this devoted monk in pursuit of God and the yeah. truth of God. And I'm going, hey, I want to be with him holding that nail at the Wittenberg door.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
that's awesome. I, you know, in my book, in the introduction, I tell very briefly just stories of just one paragraph each of people who I know in my life who have had a similar experience, who started out as skeptics, started out as atheists, started out as Muslims, and did an investigation or opened their heart and their eyes and their senses to investigating the evidence for the faith and coming to believe that Jesus is who he claimed to be. And I celebrate all of them. And I love to collect these stories of people like yourself who
right.
were wandering in the spiritual wilderness. And yet God touched your life and you came to faith and he's transformed you as a result. I think of 2 Corinthians 5:17 that, you know, when we come to faith, everything changes. We're not exactly. the same anymore. New has come. The old is gone.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that God welcomes our questions, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
and for you, I mean, here is God real. What motivated you to write this book?
Well, it was interesting. I've written more than 40 books, and the usual pattern is I'll come up with a book I believe God's put on my heart. I'll go to the publisher. We pray about it and decide which one I'm going to do next. But this was different. In this case, the publisher came to me and they said, our tech people have discovered something highly unusual. And they told me the statistic that you had just cited earlier, that 200 times a second around the planet, someone is typing into a computer search engine. Basically, the question, is God real?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, my goodness, if there's that much curiosity, if there are that many people who are truly interested in finding the truth about God, I want to help them. And so that's what motivated me to write the book. I think I had more fun writing this book than any book I've ever done. I don't know why. I just enjoyed putting it together and remembering the days when I went through that same kind of journey.
Exactly. Well, I know that I think it was maybe a month or so ago, Lee, there was this story about AI Jesus. And you could ask questions of AI
yes.
Jesus. I didn't know if you checked that out or not.
Yes.
I was actually interested enough to, you know, go ahead and I went to the website, I signed up and started asking questions of AI Jesus. It was a little hysterical, but I told my audience at the time, I just said, you know, this is what you have to be careful of,
yeah.
is that you got to realize there's the legitimate and illegitimate. You know, the legitimate comes from God. The one who came to steal, kill, and destroy, he's the illegitimate. He will proffer the counterfeit for you, so be careful.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
The one who came to steal, kill, and destroy, he's the illegitimate. He will proffer the counterfeit for you. So be careful.
Yeah, that's very true. In fact, I went to the artificial intelligence and I asked them the question, is God real? And they gave me this very superficial comparison of perspectives. And then at the end it says, I cannot give a personal opinion on this matter.
I know. Didn't you love that? I know.
For artificial intelligence.
Yeah, there it is. So much for that. But, you know, why go to the artificial when you can go to the legit, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's the opportunity. So here it is. So you meet with the publisher, comes to you and says, hey, look, we've got all these questions. This must be something that, you know, is worthy and has merit to do a deeper dive on.
Yeah.
So as you took on the project, did this just kind of just open up immediately and you just dove into it? Or
yeah, I thought, you know, first thing I have to do is set out the affirmative case that, yes, God is real. Now, there's about 20 lines of evidence and arguments that you could use to point to the truth of Christianity. I chose several from science and from history. And so I began by looking at science. And, you know, there have been a series of discoveries over the last 50 years or so in cosmology, which is the origin of the universe, physics, the fine-tuning of the universe, and biochemistry, which is the information inside DNA, that point powerfully and persuasively toward the conclusion that God is real, that there is a supernatural creator. In fact, we have more evidence today from science that supports our belief in God than ever before in history. And so I pursued that. And then, of course, I looked at the resurrection of Jesus, which establishes that Jesus didn't just claim to be the Son of God, but he backed up that claim by returning from the dead. I looked at the evidence from experience. You know, some people have some incredible supernatural experiences with God. And I talked a bit about that as well. But then I thought, I can't write a book about is God real without dealing with the two biggest objections. So I have a chapter on if God is real, why is there suffering in the world? And if God is real, why does he seem so hidden? And so I just enjoyed putting it together because it just reaffirmed to me the strength of the evidence that our faith is not built on mythology or legend or make-believe or wishful thinking. It's really built on a solid foundation of truth.
And I like that you involved, you know, other people in the story.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I see myself as a conduit. I see my role in the kingdom as being a translator. So I go to these brilliant academic scholars with PhDs from Cambridge, and some have multiple PhDs. They're just absolutely brilliant. But I was trained as a journalist, and a journalist asks questions and tries to present the evidence in a way that they can understand, and if I can understand it, anybody can understand it. So I see myself as kind of a conduit between this academic scholarly world, which has so much to offer, but often these individuals aren't really equipped to write on a popular level. And then through my interviews, I try to elicit this evidence and then present it, in, as somebody once put it, to put the cookies on the bottom shelf so that everybody can access them.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Peter Kreef, one of my favorites. Several times, you know, one of my favorite books that he put together was, you know, The Eucharist is a Symbol or Substance. Powerful book.
Yeah. He's incredible. He, one of the great philosophers of our time and a funny guy. You know, he once wrote a book called I Surf, Therefore I Am. And he's got a great sense of humor. And he wrote a book on suffering and, you know, how there can be suffering in the world, in a world that is created by God. And I thought it was the best of its nature. And so I sought him out. I traveled to Boston, where he's a professor, spent the day with him. And it was a joy to sit under his teaching and to deal with this tough question of why is there suffering if God is loving?
Without giving away too much, we just want to, you know, give people a little bit of taste because we want them to buy the book. Unwrap that just a little bit in terms of response of why is your suffering?
Yeah, I mean, I think every worldview has to wrestle with this question of why is there suffering in the world. Atheists have to deal with it, pantheists, everybody. But I think Christianity has the best answer. And the answer, I think, is this. That God has existed from eternity past as God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit in a perfect love relationship. And so love is the greatest value in the universe. And when God decided to create humankind, he wanted us to have the ability to love. Well, the only way he could give us the ability to love each other and to love him is if he gave us free will. Why? Because love always involves a choice. You know, when my daughter was little, this is going to date me. But when she was little, many years ago, they had a toy. It was a doll called Chatty Cathy.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Chatty Cathy? And you'd pull a string on her back and let it go, and she would talk to you. So my daughter, I gave her this doll for Christmas, and she pulls the string and lets go, and the doll says to her, "I love you," which was as good as the technology was back then.
Did
that doll love her? No, of course not. It was programmed to say that. It had to say that. That's not love. Love always involves a choice. And so God gave us free will, free choice. But what have we done with that? We've denied God. We've turned our back from God. We've hurt each other. You know, I could take my hand and using my free will, I could feed a hungry person. Or I can take that same hand and pick up a gun and kill an innocent person. But if I pick up a gun and kill an innocent person, it's a little disingenuous to say, God, why do you allow suffering in the world? We're the problem.
Right. Pretty well sums it up right there. So, you know, we are in this fallen world.
Yeah.
And the things that are antithetical to God, against his plan, against everything that he had set up for us, the very thing that he even told Cain, that if you do well, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
Yeah.
And that really speaks to the millennia, that God had established an infrastructure, a system, that we would be blessed by and that we could bless others. And if we were true to that, it would go well for us. And, there is the divide, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, in my interview with Dr. Kreeft, one of the things he said that I'll never forget, he said, you know, there's a verse, Romans 8:28, that Christians like to use a lot. It says that God will cause all things to work together for good to those who love him and those who are called according to his purpose. So, in other words, God can take the sufferings in our life and the things that befall us. And he can and promises that in this world or the next, he will cause good to emerge. Mm-hmm. And Peter said, you know, there's a lot of skepticism about that because people say, how could God possibly draw any good from my suffering? My suffering is too great. I think of my own wife, Leslie, who has a neuromuscular condition, and she's been in pain every day for 20 years. Oh, and she'll be in pain every day for the rest of her life unless God does a miracle and heals her because it's an incurable condition. And you wonder, how can God draw anything good from the suffering that she's had for 20 years? And then he said this. He said, think about this. God took the worst possible thing that could ever happen in the universe, which is the death of the Son of God on a cross. And from that, he has created the best possible thing that's ever happened in the universe, which is the opening of heaven to all who follow him. Oh, so if God can take the worst thing in the universe and turn it into the best thing in the universe, we can trust that he can take even the sufferings that we go through and draw good from them in the end. I thought that was a profound answer.
Oh, without a doubt. Wow. Well, leave it to Dr. Kreeft.
Yeah.
You know, come up with that. But, that's one of the best responses I've ever heard.
Me too. I was really moved by that response. I think, sometimes we think we're beyond God's help. And even though suffering isn't good, God does use it for good in our lives. You know, he uses it to draw people to Christ. How many people have come to Christ because of suffering in their life? He uses it to sharpen our character. He uses it to discipline us when we're walking down the wrong path. And the only thing he can do to get us on the right path is to discipline us. So, you know, God can and does use difficulties in our life for our good. And then we say, well, why doesn't he just come back now and end history and end all the suffering and all the evil? And it's interesting when you think about that, because the Bible does tell us that the day will come when evil will be judged and the suffering will cease. That's an example of God's love, not, you know, that he's somehow dilly-dallying and waiting around while we live in a very troubled world.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is reporting all 5 American service members aboard a helicopter were killed when it crashed into the eastern Mediterranean Sea Friday night. According to a U.S. European Command statement, a mishap occurred during a routine air refueling mission. The statement emphasized that the crash was related to a training exercise and that there was no indications of hostile activity. European Command officials and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's statements initially conflicted on the timing of the incident, whether it was late Friday or early Saturday. The Pentagon cleared that up yesterday, saying it was late Friday. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is halting his presidential campaign. Scott made the announcement yesterday. He said he loves America more than he did when he started running, but when he returns to Iowa, it will not be as a presidential candidate. Lance Pry, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Was asked of Jesus, you know, when these things, you know, happen, when will that final time come? And Jesus, admitted, says, I don't even know. Yeah. Only the Father knows, right?
Yeah. Yep, exactly. And the fact that he loves people so much that there are those, I mean, I have people in my life who are far from God, who are atheists, who are skeptics, who are members of, you know, other religions. And I thank God that he has not come back yet. Because then it's too late for them. That there's still hope that he's going to wait until some of them are going to bend their knee, receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior and come into the kingdom of God.
Well, it really keeps the pressure on those of us who are praying for them.
Yes.
Right? Because we don't want them to end up in eternal damnation.
Yes.
So that also, draws us, closer to God and keeps us accountable, right?
It does. And, you know, one of the interesting things is as you read the account of the crucifixion in the original Greek in which it was written, one of the things you notice is that the imperfect tense of the Greek suggests that Jesus didn't just say it once, but he kept repeating it all through the torture of the crucifixion. He kept praying it, Father, forgive them, Father, forgive them, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So Jesus' prayers for spiritually lost people continued right up until his final gasps on the cross. And as British pastor John Stott said, in light of that, how can we justify not praying consistently and fervently and expectantly for spiritually lost people in our lives?
Amen. We're talking with Lee Strobel. His new book is God Real? Exploring the Ultimate Question of Life. We addressed one of those. Another one is, why is God so hidden, Lee?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, a lot of this has become the number two objection to the existence of God. You know, the number one objection is if there's God, why would there be suffering? And then other people say, if God is real and he wants to have a relationship with us, why is he so hidden? Why is he hard to find? And it's a legitimate question. In fact, it was popularized in 2020 when John Steingard, who was the lead singer of a Christian rock group called Hawk Nelson, famously walked away from the faith because he said God is hidden and therefore he doesn't exist. So it's become a popular objection. I think part of the answer is I interviewed a scholar on this area, and he was a aspiring baseball player in his early days. And he said, I liken the answer to the game of baseball. In baseball, you have a pitcher and you have a catcher. Mm-hmm. And he said, the pitcher represents Jesus and the catcher represents us. So he says, where does this hiddenness problem really lie? Does it lie with the pitcher or with the catcher? And he says, biblically, we learn that it really lies with the catcher. It lies with us. Because Romans 1, verse 20 says, God has made himself sufficiently known from creation. The evidence is there in creation for us to know that he exists. So much so, it says, that we are without excuse. And yet, what do? We suppress that knowledge. In fact, the Greek imagery there of suppressing the knowledge of God is that when the awareness of God begins to rise in us, we push it down like a pebble. And then when it rises again in us, we push it down again. We push it down again. So for various reasons, often we don't want to know God. We don't want there to be a God because we want to be God in our universe, so to speak. And there are a lot of even psychological reasons why people fend off God, and reasons because they want to continue in their sin, or they want God to come to them on their terms, not right, to him on his terms. And so really the problem is basically with us. And then if you think about this, think about the times in history where God made himself so obvious that you just couldn't ignore it. For instance, when he was leading the Israelites through the desert, or when he parted the Red Sea, his deeds were so obvious. And yet what happened? Did Israel then say, oh, my goodness, God is real, let's follow him? No, that Israel fell into apostasy again.
Exactly.
So who's to think that if God were to write in the sky, hey, guys, gals, I'm here, that we would all enter into a relationship with him? No, I mean, our tendency is to fall back into sin and fall back into apostasy. In fact, God's goal is not that we come to believe that he exists. No, his goal is that we would enter into a relationship with him, that we'd receive his gift of grace, that we'd become born again, that we would enter into the kingdom of God and spend eternity with him. So it's not just a matter of knowing that he's there. There's a lot to that question, and the person I interviewed, Kenneth Samples, I think does a good job in that chapter of bringing all the pieces of that together in a satisfactory way.
Well, you know, and the thing is, Lee, you know, for me, I wake up each day, I look out, I see the skies here in Florida. We got geckos and lizards walking all over the place.
You got geckos everywhere in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look at it. They can be in, you know, as the Bible says, they reside in the castles of kings. They're in Hannah, Florida. It's not a problem. But, you know, it just blows me away. I mean, God's handiwork, as the Bible says, right before you. How do you deny that? I'm in awe. And to your point, In establishing and developing that relationship, you become more in awe. It's like when you first met your wife, you thought, wow, you know, this is a nice person. And as time went on and as experiences you've developed together, your love for her just grows deeper and deeper.
That's a great example. I love that, Phil. I love that illustration. That's a great example of how our, because we just had our 51st anniversary, and our love is deeper and stronger today than ever. And you're right. My relationship with God continues to grow deeper and more robust and profound and resilient over the years as I continue to relate to him personally.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, is that, you know, you mentioned the passion. You know, when the veil was torn and we go direct to God, I mean, that's just hugely significant.
Yes.
I you know, it blows me away that with all the things, because nothing happens in God's sphere of who he is that happens by accident.
Yes.
Everything is for a purpose under the sun, isn't it?
It really is. And you know, he created us as rational creatures because God is rational.
And we're also told that we don't have because we don't ask, right?
Yes, that's right.
That's simple. The other thing, too, Lee, when I'm hearing you talk about this, I had a dear friend of mine, and he had special insight in dealing with people in his organization. And what he could discern was that people had this self-evaluation that reduced their significance. They felt unworthy. And
yes,
it's amazing to realize how predominant that sense of unworthiness is intertwined in humanity, right?
Absolutely. I mean, think about this. Our self-esteem is based on who the most important person is in your life, mm-hmm, and what you think he thinks about you. So who's the most important person in your life? Is it your father? Is it your boss at work? Is it your best friend? Is it your spouse? Whoever the most important person in your life is, whatever you think they think about you determines what your self-esteem is. Well, if the most important person in your life is God, we know what he thinks about you. He loves you. He created you. He wants to be in a relationship with you for eternity. And so you talk about something that turns around your self-esteem and your self-image. If the most important person in your life is God, you know what he thinks about you. You don't have to wonder about if it's your boss at work or something. If that's the most important person in your life and you think that he thinks you're a half-wit, you're gonna have a poor self-esteem.
Well, you think about it, Lee. He's so committed. He sent his son to bring you back home.
Yeah. It's mind-blowing. And, you know, for Jesus to undergo the torture of the cross, I mean, in my book, The Case for Christ, I interview a medical doctor about what actually happens to the human body during the crucifixion. And it's horrendous. In fact, the word crucifixion comes from the Latin. It means out of the cross. They had to invent a new word to describe the torture of the cross. And so why would he willingly? He willingly did that.
Yeah.
He didn't have to. He could have come down from the cross at any time, and yet he didn't. Why? Because he loves us. Because through his death on the cross, as our substitute, he was paying the sin for the sins that we've committed. He was paying the penalty we deserve for the sins that we've committed, so that he could offer forgiveness and eternal life as a free gift of his grace.
The federal ban on menthol cigarettes could have unintended consequences for Hispanic communities. Here's United States Hispanic Business Council President Javier Palomares.
You know, history has taught us that prohibitions just don't work. A federal ban on menthol cigarettes would hurt minority-owned small businesses. It would make communities of color more vulnerable to criminalization and bolster cartel pocketbooks. It's just simply bad policy, and it must be withdrawn.
Sponsored by the United States Hispanic Business Council.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly, B21.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Just like English uses a 26-letter alphabet, God has used a 4-letter chemical alphabet to spell out the instructions for how we are to be constructed. In fact, get this, there are more words inside every cell in your body than we find in 200 years of the Sunday New York Times. More words than the Encyclopedia Britannica in every cell in your body. Where does information come from? Whenever you see information, whether it's a computer code, whether it's a book, whether it's a painting on a cave wall, there is always, always, always an intelligence behind it.
Exactly.
And so, you know, nature can't produce information. It can produce patterns. So if you, like I live in a lot of my life down with, near my grandkids in Texas. Mm-hmm. And if I go down to the Gulf of Mexico on an early morning and the sand is wet and I see ripple marks in the sand, I could say, well, nature made those ripple marks. The waves made those ripple marks because nature can create patterns. Right. But if I go down that beach and in the sand, I see John loves Mary with an arrow, with a heart around it and an arrow through it, I would not say, oh, the waves created that. Why? Because nature cannot produce information. It always comes from an intelligence. Where does the information inside every cell in our body come from? I believe it comes from a divine creator.
In the book, Is God Real? You address, we touched on Easter.
Yes.
And it shows that Jesus is God.
Yes. Exactly, because Jesus made transcendent messianic and divine claims about himself. He claimed to be the Son of God. In fact, in John 10, verse 30, he gets up before a group and he says, I and the Father are one. And the Greek word there for one is not masculine, it's neuter, which means Jesus was not saying I and the Father are the same person. He was saying I and the Father are the same thing. We're one in nature. We're one in essence. And the audience understood what he was saying because they picked up stones to kill him. He said, you're just a man and you're claiming to be God.
Exactly.
So Jesus claimed to be God, but Bill, you could claim to be God. I could, anybody could claim to be God. But if Jesus claimed to be God, died, and then 3 days later rose from the dead, that's pretty good evidence he's telling the truth.
Exactly.
So the Apostle Paul said, you know, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins. In other words, this is the ball game. And so I interviewed in this book Dr. Michael Lacona, one of the great resurrection scholars in the world with a PhD from Pretoria in South Africa.
And he builds a case for the resurrection of Jesus that I believe is clear and compelling, and tells us without doubt that Jesus not only claimed to be the Son of God, he backed up that claim by returning from the dead.
And then look at all the witnesses that could testify, right?
You know, what's interesting, we have hundreds of witnesses to the resurrected Jesus. But what's interesting to me is, you know, when we look at ancient history and we say, what are some facts about ancient history that we believe are true? Most of the time, those facts that we believe about ancient history are based on one source of information or two sources of information. And yet, for the conviction of the disciples that they encountered the resurrected Jesus, we have no fewer than 9 ancient sources inside and outside the New Testament, confirming and corroborating the conviction of the disciples that they encountered the risen Jesus. That is an avalanche of historical data. And by the way, these eyewitness accounts, they don't come 100 years later when legend could develop. We have a report of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, including named eyewitnesses and groups of eyewitnesses, that has been dated back by scholars to within months of his death, within months, far too quick to write it off as a legend.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then you had, you know, hundreds of his disciples. He appeared to his apostles. We had, you know, the women who, interestingly enough, of all people, who would be the first of the genders, if you could put it that way, that would acknowledge that Jesus was no longer in the tomb.
This is very significant because in the ancient world, the testimony of women was not generally considered to be reliable. They were not generally allowed to be testifying in courts of law. They weren't considered to be credible sources of information. And so if the gospel writers were going to invent the story of the empty tomb, if they were going to make it up, they would say, well, John discovered the tomb empty. Peter discovered the tomb empty. Some man discovered the tomb empty. And yet they say it was women that discovered the tomb empty. That hurt their own case. In fact, we have records in the second century of opponents of Christianity saying, well, you can't trust that because women discovered the tomb empty. You can't believe that. So it hurt their case. So why did they say that women discovered the tomb empty? Because that's what happened. And they were committed to reporting the truth and letting the chips fall where they may. And any historian will tell you, when a writer from ancient history includes an embarrassing fact, such as women discovering the tomb empty, they're probably telling the truth. Because why would you say that if it weren't true? It only hurts your case.
Exactly. Another chapter, you go into detail about experiencing God.
Yes. This is fascinating to me because I don't know about you, but, you know, I sense God's presence from time to time. I did have a prophetic dream as a child that came true about 20 years later. But I've never heard the voice of God. And yet there are credible people whose lives have been transformed because of personal experiences you had with God. And I'll give you one example. Evel Knievel. Evel Knievel was the famous motorcycle daredevil rider who would jump motorcycles over cars and trucks and canyons and fountains and stuff. He was a bad dude. Evel Knievel was a gambler. He was a womanizer. He was a drunk. He once beat up a business associate with a baseball bat and went to prison for it. He was a bad dude. But in his later years, he was standing on the beach in Florida and near Clearwater, I believe, and he said, God spoke to me on the inside. He said, I didn't hear the words. I felt the words. And God said to me, Robert, which was his real name, Robert, I've saved you more times than you'll ever know. Now you need to come to me through my son, Jesus. And he was rocked by that because he said, I don't even know who Jesus is. So he called the only Christian he knew, Frank Gifford, the former sports staff. And he said, Frank, I know you're a Christian. I've had this experience. Tell me who Jesus is. And Frank said, read the book, The Case for Christ. That'll explain it to you. So he got my book. He read it. Evel Knievel had the most radical born-again conversion of almost anybody I've ever encountered. 180-degree turn in his morality and his attitudes and his relationships. Everything was transformed. And when he was baptized, he told his story. And then he looked at people. And he said, have you met Jesus? Has he changed your life? And it was so sincere and so childlike and so coming from the heart that the pastor ripped up his sermon And he said, y'all have heard the gospel.
Amen.
If you want to come up right now and receive Christ, be baptized right here with Evel Knievel, then I want you to get up and come forward. This church, by the way, had never had an altar call. And guess what happened? 700 people got up, came forward, received Christ, and were baptized at two services.
Can you imagine what went through the mind of the pastor when that happened?
Oh, my goodness. It was like Pentecost was breaking out. And then when Evel died about a year later, at his request, on his tombstone, it says, Robert Evel Knievel, believe in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a guy who had an experience of God that is more profound than any experience I've ever had. And yet, because it's credible, because he had no reason to make that up, because he has no other way to explain this 180-degree turn in his life, it bolsters my faith to know that, you know what, God still speaks to people. He still does miraculous things in people's lives.
Well, and as you say, Lee, you know, that's one story, and a lot of people remember Evel Knievel. In fact, I had an opportunity to interview him when I was in Los Angeles radio. And he was, you know, no doubt he was a character.
He was a character.
A fun interview. But, you know, for people who think I'm not worthy, why should God worry about me? And then you hear the stories like this of Evel Knievel, and maybe it's somebody that they know personally and think that, you know, wow, there's no way there could be room in heaven for him, right?
Yep. You know, sometimes I think we give up praying on people because we think, you know what, they're never going to come to faith. And we kind of give up on them. I was doing a baptism service once at our church, and I was going to baptize a woman. There was a man with her, and I said, are you her husband? He said, yes, I am. I said, have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And he said, no, I haven't, but I want to right now. So I baptized the two of them together. And then afterwards, I'm coming down off the platform, and a woman throws her arms around my neck, and she's sobbing and crying. And all she could say is, 9 years, 9 years. I said, who are you? And what do you mean 9 years?
Right.
She said, that's my brother who you just led to the Lord and baptized.
Oh,
I have been praying for that man for 9 long years. And for 9 years, I've seen not one glimmer of interest in God. But look what God did today. And my first thought was, there was a woman who was glad she didn't stop praying in year 8.
Exactly. Well, Lee, I cannot thank you enough. Congratulations on the book, Is God Real? Exploring the Ultimate Question of Life. As we wrap things up, I'm going to let you summarize what people should take from your book.
Yeah. I hope my book will deepen the faith of Christians. It will enrich your faith. It will give you an understanding of not just what you believe, but why you believe it. But even more than that, I hope it'll motivate Christians to reach out to people who are far from God. A family member, a wayward son, a colleague at work or somebody. And to, after you read this book, give it away to them.
Amen. Lee Strobel, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Take care. Lee Strobel, the investigative reporter, New York Times bestselling author. The book, Is God Real? Exploring the Ultimate Question of Life. Our thanks to Lee for coming on the show, and thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. For more information and how to be a part of this mighty movement to return to God, go to BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you his peace. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about...